The last water would be blue. That made the clothes pretty and white. You bought the little box of blooming, about that tall, and you'd put a hole in it and sprinkle a little blue and make the water blue. Now you buy the blue detergent, mm-hmm. and it whitens the clothes. Mm-hmm. But you had to put blue in the last ranch water, and you'd wring them and throw them in a basket and come on to the line. You had an apron on with big pockets, a Southern Cross shirt with your clothespins in it, and pin them up. Mm-hmm.
There's another thing, a sort of little thing that, sort of like a barrel that nails used to come in.
Oh, I've seen them. Well, that's a keg. Called out a keg.
Uh-huh. Keg. What about, they have these metal things that go around them? You know what I
that's
mean?
That's a hook. Call them hooks.
All the way around?
A wide tin hook went around them baths. That's a hook.
Okay.
Tin hook.
And then the things they used to use to, if they wanted to close the top of a bottle or something?
A stopper, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, now some bottles had cork stoppers made out of cork. Then some bottles have tin tops, just like them jars I got in there.
Uh-huh.
I give Miss Polly, all them jars had little tin tops on them.
Uh-huh.
But some of them used cork stops. Cork and like a whiskey bottle,
mm-hmm.
and some whiskey bottles got screw tops on them.
Uh-huh. You ever seen with glass?
Glass tops?
Yeah. No. Did you ever have, what kinds of things did you use? Did you ever play instruments? Did you ever have musical instruments?
Oh, I used to pick the guitar.
Guitar? What else?
An old fiddle.
Uh-huh.
With the with that thing.
What about the kind of thing that you blow on?
That's a mouth organ.
Mouth
a harp. Organ. Some people call it a harp. My brother blowed a harp and picked a guitar. He had a rack went come around his head, neck, and the harp would fit across there in a little rack. And he would blow the harp and pick the box.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a thing that they held in their lips and they...
That's a juice harp. I've tried to play them too. I couldn't do much with that. Some people can. That's a juice harp.
Now you mentioned a horse and buggy. How did they work? How did you hitch the horse?
Well, you hitch the horse to the buggy with traces, just like you ever seen anybody plow?
Well, I've seen them from
see,
a distance.
See, they have trace chains to the plow mm-hmm. and hook to the horse. They have things go across the horse back, and it hooks to them. So that's just the way the bug is. You hitch, well, you have harnesses. You'd have leather harness. You'd have a bridle for the horse head, and then you'd have lines, long leather lines, reach the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
The buggy would have a dashboard. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and put, and it had a little place there inside the buggy where you set up your buggy whip. It was made out of rawhide, about that long. Had a little handle on it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd whip the horse with that when you want him to go. And you had to shoe them. And they had saddle. You put the saddle on them, stirrup. The saddle had stirrup. And you'd hook the saddle on his belly,
mm-hmm.
buckle it under mm-hmm. there, and then it wouldn't slip off.
How'd they hitch the horse up to the wagon?
With the chains, it have chains.
What did they call those long pieces of wood that came up?
Well, now I don't know what you're talking about now, but the sides of the buggy. That's all I know.
Okay.
And
well, they have these long, like they back the horse into them. These long sticks that come up on either side of him, sort of?
Well, that's the shaft to the buggy.